Good evening. I'd like to start off first by welcoming everybody into our little family, the 1955 Kailua Study Group Series family. Actually, you're my soul family. And I'd like to thank Sharon for her diligence and her painstaking effort to transcribe all these tapes. It's really remarkable. Sometimes she'll have to tell us the story of how she was inspired to do this, because it's really out of her control at this point. It's traveling the world. And it's fascinating to me. And we're all grateful. This study group is going to be quite interesting. I read through the entire book almost nonstop because I could see the intention. I could feel Joel's intention. And what a wonderful thing that Joel was doing. Because this book you have now in your hands will lift you above thought. For all time, it will lift you above words and thoughts as you move into each chapter. I feel it's important. Well, what came to me is this. I envision that we all have a period of meditation at the same time before reading a chapter or a portion of a chapter each week. And I must stop here and say it's imperative that we all be punctual. I know that things come up in life that we can't account for, but in as much as possible, I would like to see us all be punctual about this meditation. Oh, I don't really mind if someone starts 15 minutes early or 5 minutes late, but whatever time we finally decide that spans 3 or 4 time zones, let's try to be punctual about attending. Let's have at least a 15-minute and preferably a half an hour meditation each week at the same time before we enter into this material, into these classes, because really we're joining Joel and the students that were in his house, in his living room. We're joining them there. Since time is an illusion, we are entering this class and the consciousness of this class. And so it's important to be punctual. I do not believe we would show up late if we were going to his house in person. So, enough of that. I don't mean to be a school teacher authoritarian, but if we are punctual, I think it'll work much better. So, my idea is to have a meditation, read whatever material we are covering that week. And then what I'm going to do is post my response, or that's not correct, what comes to me that week, I'm going to put up on my board one of these audio files, and you can download it and listen to it if you choose to. You don't have to. But I'm going to put it up anyway because I love this consciousness behind these classes so much. I just can't help it. I overflow with it. You might say I've been dying to share some of this. Okay, so then if you feel like it, you can download that audio. It won't be long, 20 minutes, half an hour. It won't be an hour talk or anything like that. Just a short little audio, and listen to it. I would like to see that nobody download that audio until after you've had your meditation and read the chapter or the portion of chapter, and perhaps had a meditation again, a little one, a quick one afterwards. Then if you feel like downloading the audio, go ahead and do it. And then as far as the actual board, the list on Yahoo, if there are any questions or comments, or even if you feel indicated to share a realization, I think that's okay. I know we're not to discuss these things. I've been brought up just like the rest of you in the infinite way, and I understand that. But this class is a little different in that each one of us is advanced. I say advanced because I mean it. All of us know the letter of truth really well. I think if somebody phoned you right now, any one of you, and said, "My arm is hurting, my arthritis is acting up," you would most likely say something like, "Well, I will help you right now," or "Leave it with me, don't worry, I'll take care of it," or "Let me go to work this minute." And you would hang up the phone, you would close your eyes, and the letter of truth would not fail you. You would know it. You would probably start with, "What is this? This is a picture, a mental image. This is world mind, carnal mind, presenting a picture to me. God didn't make it. It was not made. So I'm not supposed to be doing anything with this mental image other than dropping it." And then you would turn within and say something to yourself like, "God is omnipresent. Can God have a part that's not working? Or can God have a disease? Of course not. No, God is omnipresent and perfection itself. So, what am I doing here? Oh, that's right. My business, my job is simply to make this contact. So let me turn within now and be still. Speak, Father, thy servant heareth." You would approach it something like that. And then, of course, the most important part would be that you would listen until you received an impartation or a sense of the presence. And so all of us know pretty much the letter of truth, and we know it well, enough to write it out. All of us could write a book on it. All of us could pass a test on it. So that's why I say we're advanced. We're advanced enough to where we're ready for this class, which is a class to lift us out of the letter of truth, out of knowing the truth, above words and thoughts, into a new dimension of consciousness. This class really will lift you above the human mind, above thought, into a dimension of consciousness. But I don't want to go into that right now and review the whole book. That's just the essence of it. And it is worth the study. At the end of this study, you should not be the same person you are sitting or standing or wherever you are right now. You will not be the same person. I guarantee it. If you study this, and you practice these principles, you will be changed. You will be renewed. You will find heaven on earth. Now, that is why I say that if you have a inner realization and you feel you want to share it, I'm going to say it's okay if you post it on the list. If something inside, if that inner voice says, "Don't talk about this yet," well, you know enough to follow that voice. Period. There's no exceptions. You always follow that voice. Now, if, on the other hand, that voice doesn't say, "Don't talk," and you feel like sharing, I feel like you should feel free to go ahead and post it on the list. It won't be casting your pearls before swine in this case. It will be sharing them, and we will all pick them up and handle them delicately. Or if nothing else, if we don't comment, at least inside ourselves we'll be saying, that's just beautiful, that's wonderful. So, although the list is not a place to chit-chat like the mystical principles, I feel it's a place to post what chapter we're going to be reviewing or what portion, and, in this case, what time we're going to be meditating and that sort of thing, as well as sharing something that comes to you that you know you have to share. Okay? But otherwise, listen to that voice and don't talk. All right, so does that kind of explain what I see as far as this group goes? We'll have a little meditation. We'll study. And I mean study. Don't just read. Let's say that we've decided to read half of chapter 8 this week and half next week. We haven't, but let's just say we have. I would hope that you wouldn't sit down and read the entire half of the chapter in 5 minutes and put it down and go away. This is not the kind of reading that we are to do in this class. You need to enter into this book, into this consciousness, I should say, that is behind this book. Enter into it. And you do it by reading a line and pondering it. Oh, I don't mean a simple line as if Joel was to say, isn't it a lovely morning outside? No, I don't mean that. But if he says something like, you are all at the place where you're ready to go beyond words and thoughts, I would like you to pause there and see the significance of that and feel it. If you can, feel it in your inner being, in your inner temple, before you move on to the next line. Enter into it and let it enter into you. That's the kind of class this is. So we'll have our meditation. We'll read what it is we're reading for the week. Listen to the audio. It'll be short. I hope. I hope. And and then if you feel inclined to post, post. Otherwise, well, that's about it, I think. I would like to cover this entire book from the first page to the last. From chapter 1 to the very last word that Joel says. And I would like to enter in this entire consciousness. Page or line by line, paragraph by paragraph, page by page, chapter by chapter. In this way, combined with the meditations, you will be lifted above all words and thoughts. You will make that place above words and thoughts your permanent dwelling place. That's right, permanent. And I will too. So let's take this journey together. Oh, and one final thing. For now, there are 6 of us in this class at the moment, and all of you know each other, and I have no problem with you writing back and forth or whatever. That is entirely up to you. But as far as this class goes, I don't want to add anybody to it after we've finished, say, the first 1 or 2 chapters. So, if you know somebody that would like to be a part of this class, or rather that you, in your inner being, feel would benefit from this class, would be ready for this class, would not take this as a joke, but take it serious, then have them write me, or you write me, or something, and we'll send them an invitation and get them in. But we would want to do this sometime in the next couple of days, because after that, the door is going to be closed. Period. All right? So that's my overview of what we're doing. I hope it sets well with everybody here. I have a really good feeling about this, and I know some of you do too, because you've written me about it. All right, that's 15 minutes. I think that's long enough. You hear me, you've heard enough of me in the past couple of years, so I'm looking forward to this, and let's see if we can set this meditation time and enter into this class of rising above words and thoughts. Thank you. I love you all, and I'm so glad you're a part of it. Okay.